to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, November the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by a new sponsor we just added to the radio family, Scott Hawley from Safe Step. I want to play the commercial for you.
Came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a Safe Step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
So you'll be hearing that commercial. Send it off to my engineer, Devin Lawrence. It'll probably be uploaded into automation this evening when he does the logs automation update. And one of the things that Scott keeps wanting to play this morning. But greatly appreciate him. Again, great guy, veteran, family man, came out to the house, explained all the benefits, features, everything that these tubs have, got us financing approved, no money down, took a few weeks to manufacture the unit according to our specs, what we were ordering, what we were paying for, and then the installers came in one day, ripped the bathroom apart, put it all back together, cleaned up after themselves about 6:30 that night, walked out the door. So again, give them a call or a text, 231-534-0755. Or just text me SS for Safe Step, and I'll send you Scott's contact information. Now, with all this flurry of activity going on in Lansing, one thing that they wanted to do, and this was kind of interesting, is the votes in certain counties. The one county that they're looking at is Calhoun County. Now, I'm not sure. No, I don't think that's his. I was going to say, I think that's Tim Roberts, but it starts with a C, but it's not Calhoun. I forget which county it is. Well, down in the city of Battle Creek, Calhoun County turned up 2,800 previously uncounted votes within the city of Battle Creek, cutting the lead of the Republican state House candidate Stephen Frisbee to a total of just 58. That sounds like a recount to me. Well, Calhoun County Clerk Kimberly Hinckley said the votes from Battle Creek ballots were overridden and not initially counted. but that the county clerk and the Michigan Bureau of Elections started to get those ballots put into the unofficial count. I'm confident in the integrity of our election process despite this temporary issue. And ultimately, we will be able to have 100% certification of the results within our county as required by law and expected by our voters, Hinckley said. The Calhoun County canvassers aren't meeting until today, November the 11th, to certify the votes. Because, of course, yesterday, November 10th, was the official Veterans Day, but we celebrate it today. The unofficial results of the race between Frisbee the Republican and State Representative current incumbent Jim Hadsma, a Democrat from Battle Creek, was updated. And there's a possibility that the margin could be ending up actually less than 58 votes after overseeing the total count. A recount is totally possible in the race. Once the corrections are made, all lawful ballots are counted, including any overseas votes received by Tuesday, tomorrow, any provisional ballots. We will then find out whether or not a recount will be necessary or required by law, said Chris Troublecock. He's an attorney for the Calhoun County Administration. Said there was 12 precincts from Battle Creek involving about 4,000 votes that were incorrectly reported in the unofficial results for the county due to a software error. But the clerk found the error and made the changes very quickly. This is why our election system has checks and balances. These inadvertent errors are designed to be corrected by the county canvass, which is your board of canvassers. We are closely monitoring the process, making sure it's going to be done correctly and within accordance to the laws. Well, an attorney for the Republican Frisbee was present at the county canvass on Friday, but said that the campaign did not have a statement at this time. Another county where they had problems, issues, per the Leelanau ticker, they reported that a batch of unreported votes in Leelanau County means that the blue wave in that county may actually be reversed. Leelanau County Clerk Michelle Crocker told the outlet that a batch of a few thousand early votes were not properly counted. And it will advantage the Republican County Commissioner candidates. Pretty interesting how these two counties, Calhoun and Leelanau, one of them being up here, up north, could have a few thousand votes not be counted properly. So we'll be following those stories, find out exactly, in fact, if the Republicans maintain their 58-52 majority in the House, and see if it changes any elections in Leelanau. Republicans may have made gains in state legislatures across the country, but Michigan is the only state that saw a legislative change partisan hands on the November 5th election. This is information that came to us from the National Conference of State Legislatures and GOPAC. a pro-Republican political action committee that tracks legislative races across the country. Same organizations reported, while Democrats lost control in the Minnesota House, they are now split 67 to 67. But with Republicans netting 4 seats in the Michigan House, resulted in the Republicans taking back control. This was the only state legislature in the entire country that the Republicans did that. In Maine, the state and House Republicans increased their numbers, but the Democrats still retain the majority in both chambers. In Pennsylvania, Senate Republicans kept the 28-22 majority, and the House remained 102-101 in favor of the Democrats. Pennsylvania is basically split. Lastly, in Alaska, the Senate and House is projected to continue to be led by bipartisan coalitions. Pretty interesting. So the map, if you look at this map, Republicans control, Democrats control, divided control, and nonpartisan. Well, in the state legislatures, Michigan and Minnesota are the only two states now that are divided. The House is controlled by one party, the Senate controlled by a different one. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they are going to be able to govern. And if you look at how this changes the dynamic here in Lansing, well, it's very clear, folks. The people wanted change. They wanted change at the top of the ticket. They wanted to put an end to the Biden-Harris administration. They voted overwhelmingly with Donald Trump getting the national popular vote, 50.9%. So one of the things that they were pushing for that's on the table in Lansing is the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Are they going to push for that? Are they going to push for that to go through in this lame duck? That's another issue, Bill, we will be following. But with Donald Trump winning the National Popular Vote, I don't even know if that effort is going to continue. Because Donald Trump just blew a huge hole in that theory. We'll cover that. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. You remember a few weeks ago, I think maybe a month or so before the election, I had an Electoral College map photograph saved in my phone showing Donald Trump winning Michigan, Wisconsin, who actually Wisconsin put him over the top to 277. Other states came in, Alaska. They showed Donald Trump at 312, Kamala Harris at 226 out of the 538 Electoral College votes. I believe the map proved to be absolutely 100% correct in the forecast. I was showing the map to people. I was texting out to a few of you, and everybody kept saying, well, don't take it for granted. Just because it looks like he's going to win Michigan, we got to keep the hammer down. But with Donald Trump winning the national popular vote, will the Democrats bring it up in the chamber when they get into the full lame duck session after Thanksgiving, after deer hunting season? When they get back on Tuesday, December 3rd, they already have it drawn up for Michigan to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. The question is, will the Democrats do it? Is that effort still going to even be a thing? Because their video, Robert Reich's, the little midget man's video talking about the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, showed only twice this century has a president entered the Oval Office after not winning the national popular vote. Who was it? George W. Bush and Donald Trump. Two Republicans. Why? Because the Democrats usually win the national popular vote. Why? Because the 24 most populated cities, not states, 24 most populated cities control the majority of our vote, usually in presidential elections. cities like Detroit, Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Houston, Texas, Miami, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, Arizona. Every single one of these cities controlled by Democrats. Again, I argued against the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact very simply because they wouldn't even come to West Michigan, let alone Northern Michigan. That rally they did down at Cherry Capital Airport before the election in Traverse City would never, ever happen again if this thing goes through. They would never come to Northern Michigan. Heck, they probably wouldn't even go to Grand Rapids area, the second highest, most populated area of our state. You know where they'd go? Detroit. Southeast Michigan. Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. That's it. They would do the same thing in New York. They'd do the same thing in Atlanta. They'd do the same thing in Miami, Houston, Chicago. Those would be the cities that the presidential races would campaign in. Right now, the way we have it, they need our votes up here in Northern Michigan, folks, to offset Detroit. We basically did it. I haven't looked up the final numbers yet because they're still counting a few of these counties. One of them, of course, is our very own Antrim County. Canvassers are back at it this morning, and it looks like there's a good possibility Antrim County will be the last county certified in the state of Michigan. Why? Because of Cheryl Guy's write-in campaign against Vicky. The canvassers, the League of Women Voters, who are monitoring, observing the canvass, are wanting to look at every single ballot that is written on. They know the tapes. They know the people who actually colored in the oval for Victoria Bishop, but they need to check the signatures, the information people wrote in on their ballots for Cheryl Guy. Some of them have put S. Guy. Some of them have spelled Cheryl wrong with a C instead of an S. One person simply colored in the oval for a write-in but didn't put any name. Well, that ballot vote got tossed because he didn't put a name in. He just colored in the oval. Some of the people put initials. Well, unfortunately for Cheryl Guy, Sharon Gutnick from Elk Rapids, she filed an affidavit to do a write-in campaign as well. She didn't spend any money. She didn't put up any signs. She didn't do any events. But she was on the ballot. So SG doesn't work for Cheryl Guy. Hopefully, they'll get the canvass done this week, and we will be the last county to report. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the yo-yo.